Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is Thursday, October the 27th. I can't believe it. 4 days to Halloween. And I still need to buy some Halloween candy. We got the little munchkins coming to the door soon. My building is arranging a little party, and I've cleared my schedule to be available for that. I think I mentioned that previously. And I'm kind of excited. It'll be fun to see that and finally get to participate in that after a long hiatus, like a decade. I was never really into Halloween, though. I mean, as far as like, I mean, I liked the candy. But I, as an adult, the dressing up part of it just never, dressing up like a pirate. I mean, it just never really, it still doesn't. I just don't get too excited about costumes. But I think seeing the kids and how cute they are and, you know, all that, that'll be a lot of fun. And, being a part of really joy in my little community here in this building that I live in. And it's a safe environment for them to go around the doors. And I feel like it's kind of like giving back to the community to participate in it, because of course it's voluntary. So finding some joy there and finding lightness in decision-making. And that's what I want to talk on briefly. You know, we take in information and we adapt based on that information. All of us do it. And so I've been working on some decisions around my work and business and everything, and they were pretty consequential and pretty big for me. And yesterday I put focus into a letter that I was writing to someone in my business network that was really important. And I took hours to write this letter. And I have to say, I'm not someone that, I mean, I can write. Obviously, I've been a lawyer. I can put pen to paper, or I can type out a lot of words. I'm more of an audible audio person on the daily, but I certainly can write when I need to. And what I find uniquely powerful about the writing exercise is that it does exercise my brain in a different way. It allows me to see my thinking clearly. So I write something down, and then I read it, and it reveals to me something that I otherwise wouldn't know. And I found that yesterday. So I wrote a message because I care about this person, and the topic was very meaningful to me, and I wanted to make sure I conveyed my heartfelt, you know, points and my clear intentions clearly. And I was able to do that. But the hours I spent working on it and looking at it again, and then taking a break and doing other things and then coming back and reading it, by the end of it, even if I hadn't sent the letter and had just was able to pick up the phone and talk to the person, which wasn't available yesterday, but I would have been in a much better position having written it, because it really, it's almost like self-coaching in a sense, because, you know, you're able to, get perspective. So I really want to say that it's all important. Talking it through, not talking it through, meditating, sleeping, exercising, you know, we need all of it. And yesterday I saw up close the power of writing out a story, essentially, and seeing how that story looks to you. Is this story true? Are there other interpretations of this story? What does this story tell you about yourself? And is there any heart in it? You know, is there compassion in that story? Those were some of the metrics. And really, really useful to do it. I would say, oh, I should do that more often, but no, I'm doing it just the right amount of time. It's contextual. You need the situation to arise. And I can tell you, I just got really free having done that yesterday and feeling like, you know, unburdened by a couple things and just like ready to move forward and take additional steps towards the next thing. I'm telling you, 2023 is going to be very exciting. I know everyone's, you know, recession and the dark clouds, and there's some absolute insanity going on in our culture, in our body politic. And while it's important to be informed and be aware, I think monitoring the intake of that stuff is going to be really important moving forward for 2023 to keep focus on what is important, what I can control, and get the best out of this life. So I've got a really exciting business lunch today in Manhattan. I've got people to talk to, and doing this thing one day at a time, and really excited for what the next chapters look like. And you know, we'll see if I share more details about that as it happens. I'm not sure. It's not appropriate at this time. But I will just say that getting through a big accelerated sort of change decision and change making, which is constant anyway, it's just a matter of the size and scale and how, you know, how consequential it feels, how much fear there is around it. But in a situation like this, the way we communicate it to other people is really, really important. And even if you never send it, you just write a letter to someone explaining the situation and then see how it reads to you. And I guarantee you'll get some insight. So I hope that's helpful to you. If it's helpful, I really appreciate you listening and sharing with your friends, family, and colleagues. We've got about another little over a week until we go on a bit of a hiatus. But do keep listening. We're coming up on 3,000 downloads. So that's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. Have a great rest of your day wherever you are. And I look forward to checking back again with you tomorrow, which is Friday. So have a great Thursday, everybody. Bye-bye for now.